Hey, let's do a chart review. Dated for today, which is the 23rd, Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. And then put down Dr. Al Gilani, A-L-G-I-L-A-N-I. Date of visit, 8/22. First patient is M.K., 88-year-old woman, comes in with cough, phlegm production, history of pneumonia. Recently hospitalized with pneumonia and subsequent rehab. Dr. A does no x-rays, no CT, no blood work. Tells the patient since she's been on Levaquin for 10 days, she can quit taking it. And her daughter is quite upset because they cannot get an appointment with their PCP till October, and the PCP was the one that told them to go to the emergency room because she was coughing so much. After just speaking to the daughter, I told him that she can go back to the Deerbrook Emergency Hospital to get rechecked and discuss this with the doctor on call today. Next patient is J.O., 18-year-old, with the back of the earring stuck in her penna, P-E-N-A. It was removed after it was anesthetized with lidocaine. She was happy with the care. Next patient is SM, 19-year-old with earache, fever, body ache, diarrhea. Swab test negative, diagnosed with otitis media, treated with amoxil. Left message for patient to call back. Next patient is TC, 16-year-old with blood in the urine. 16-year-old young lady, urinalysis showed UTI, UPT negative, treated with Rocephin, back from DS. Left message for her to call me back. Next patient is MW, 40-year-old with foot pain, x-rays negative, diagnosed with sprain, doing well. Discussed with patient, was happy with the care. Next patient is NG, is a 27-year-old with ear pain, diagnosed with dental caries, put on amoxil, doing better today, like the doctor, in the emergency room. Next patient is EG, 2-year-old with red spots on the face, diagnosed with allergic dermatitis, told mom to use a over-the-counter cream. Mom was happy with the care and with the doctor. Next patient is ZJ, 21-year-old with abdominal pain, diagnosed with possible PID, treated with Rocephin, doxycycline. Any abdominal pains requires CT scan. Reminder, no blood work was done. Urinalysis was negative. Next patient is KG, 12-year-old with sore throat, cough, congestion, positive COVID, treated with amoxil for COVID and pharyngitis, doing better. Mom was happy with the care received. Next one is RL, is a 15-year-old young lady with a pineal cyst. Patient mom was very unhappy because she paid $250 and was referred to a surgeon for the cyst to be opened and IND to be performed. Patient was given Keflex. I discussed the care with Dr. Abbasi, the physician on call, who will see the patient right away to have this taken care of. Next patient is SB, 75-year-old. Woman with possible UTI. Your analysis showed trace leukocytes, positive blood. CT scan showed Foley in the cervix, gallstones, constipation. Dr. A did not treat the patient for UTI with the trace leukocytes in blood, chose to treat the patient for constipation. No lab was done. No one answered the phone at the residence. Next patient is AB, 21-year-old woman with eye discomfort, sore throat, diagnosed with conjunctivitis, sinusitis, treated with zetromycin. Left message, then she called back and she stated that she was doing better and liked the doctor. Next patient is SR, 24-year-old with large abscess in the lower abdomen after she had abdominal plasty done in Mexico. The CT scan showed gas-forming infection. Patient subsequently was sent to HCA, where they opened the wound, and I spoke to her, and she said that she's in a lot of pain because the wound was left open, of course. And but she said Deerbrook did an awesome job. Next patient is EB. That's a 20-year-old with back pain and headache. Your analysis negative. Treated with Toradol in the emergency room. Given a Flexeril at home for musculoskeletal pain. She liked the doctor and is going to pick up her medicine today. Thank you.